Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
I have truly to open my heart to you and tell you how much of a great blessing you have been to me during these days. I believe you have a beautiful church and pastors. And I can see and feel through all of you his love in an incredible way. And I have seen you care. Like somebody was saying the other day. But most of all, I have seen the Holy Spirit move with tender love, but also with mighty powerful manifestation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in ministry. I kind of always say when we have a Trinitarian God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in every kind of a ministry, I believe that the love of the Father should be there. Amen. You know, but also the grace of his Son Jesus, and also the power of the Holy Spirit. And when you have that representation, that is through biblical ministry. And we can expect for his presence to touch our hearts. There is no way in his presence that we are not going to be transformed to the image of his Son Jesus. And the Bible says, but as we look ourselves into the mirror of his word, open face, with no veil, completely open to the presence of the Lord, we are going to be transformed from glory to glory. And I would like to add, from glory to glory to glory to the image of his Son. And I do believe that the purpose of God for each one of our lives is for us to be like Jesus. Hallelujah! That just came spontaneously, you know. Ooh, that's what he wants to do with us. Don't we want to be like Jesus? Huh? You know that he's going to finish the work that he started with each one of us? He's guaranteed. It is written. It's backed up by his love, his power, and his grace. I wanted to give thanks for loving me, and most of all for receiving my son, Joe, my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. And if you have seen the son, you have seen the father. Well, truly he's taller and handsome and humble like the father, but I forgot the water. Where? He's also my bodyguard, you know. I also have Caleb, you know, backing him up. It was there. I didn't do it. I'm thirst for more of Jesus, thirsty. I hunger for his presence and to see his glory. And once you see his glory, you are not going to be satisfied with anything but his presence. And if possible, his visible Shekinah glory cloud to smother us continually. I pray for one day that that glory cloud, maybe tonight, will smother us. In such a way that we won't be able even to stand in his presence, but that there will be really, kneeling before the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the King of Kings, he whom before all knees shall bow of those that are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord for the glory of the Father. Amen. I even would like to share that I am from Puerto Rico. It is not a part of Mexico. Even though I like Mexican food, the truth is that it's a small island in the Caribbean, 100 by 30 miles, surrounded by the sea, the Caribbean Sea, the Atlantic Ocean, and we have beaches all around us, naturally. We love to go to the beach, even after church, you know. And we can go to the beach almost all year round. And it is a beautiful island. And the name of that island is the island of St. John the Baptist of Puerto Rico. Johannes es nom. Juan es su nombre. John is his name. I was marveled and touched one day when Dr. William Standish Reed, the president of Christian Medical Foundation, went to Puerto Rico to share about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he emphasized that John was to be baptized with the Holy Spirit even from within the womb of Elizabeth. That is a miracle. Elizabeth was barren. She was an old lady. She could not have babies. But the archangel came and gave her that word. And I started immediately to believe and pray. Oh, Lord, I would like my boy to be filled with the Holy Spirit even from within the womb of Miriam. I pray for that. I believe it, even though I didn't know how biblical that would be these days, you know. But there is a great example in the Bible to believe. And you know that the prophecy that the archangel Gabriel gave to Elizabeth and to Zacharias in Spanish. My interpreter is supposed to correct me whenever I don't know the word in English or the correct pronunciation. So the word of God, the written word, or the prophetic word that has to be in agreement with the written word, will always be fulfilled. because it's back up by the power of God, you know. So whenever you say, it is written, that means it's going to be fulfilled. We can trust the Word of God. We can trust the Holy Spirit. We can trust the prophetic word. And I believe it. And I believe it happened. I'll share with you a little bit about that later on. But I would like to share how I got to meet the Lord, you know. That's the beginning. Step number one. Numero uno. Okay. I was raised Roman Catholic. No critical attitude, but that was the tradition of my home country. And I went through it all. I was baptized when I was a baby. I don't remember it. I went through Primera Comunión, First Communion, and I even went to the process they call confirmation, where you kiss the ring of the bishop, you know, in submission, and you are supposed to be established in the faith. And I even study in Roman Catholic College, you know, and learn the word. The truth is that I learned really like a reverential fear through a God in heaven. But I was never introduced to Jesus, and I was never born again of the Spirit and of the Word of God. But it prepared me maybe to seek more of God, have a hunger to get to know in a personal way that triune God, you know. And once Billy Graham came to Puerto Rico, the great evangelist, and a cousin of mine invited me to go with her, and I went with her. And truly, the teaching of Dr. Billy Graham convince me 1, 2, 3, 4 steps. And when he made the altar call and I saw thousands of people coming forward, my mind, my intellect, my reason was so convinced that I came forward. But I was not born again. Not because the preaching was not truthful, but maybe because my heart was not prepared. Then I would say that my soul was converted, okay? But I was not born again. Then a famous evangelist from Fierro, what was his name? Fierro. Francisco Fierro came to Puerto Rico, and I went to the revival, and he preached, wow, I don't know how to describe it. He was even crying while he was preaching, and he touched my feelings, and I cried with him. And when he made the altar call, I went forward. You see, I was hungry. I was thirsty. But I was not born again. He spoke to my feelings. But then, an evangelist from England came to my home church, a Presbyterian church. And he shared about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus? I didn't know much about Zacchaeus. I really think I knew he was a short guy, and he climbed a tree. But he climbed a tree because, this is important, he was desperate to know who this Jesus was. And the Bible says that the truth is that I was, for the first time, identifying with him, because the evangelist said that he was a man of title, leader in tax collection, and he was very important, but he was hated by the Jewish people because most of the time they were stealing and taking from the monies that did not belong to him and oppressing the poor and the Jewish people. And I was going through a very difficult time in my life. Those times when your heart is broken and it's tender to identify yourself with somebody that had the same need as you did. And the Bible says that he was trying to see Jesus. And I think he was desperate, as I was desperate. He climbed a tree. I was kind of hiding at the end of the back of the church, last row, you know, trying to see what was going on, but not really wanting nobody to see me. Hiding, you know, there, but hiding. But desperation was so great for Zacchaeus that he ran ahead. He didn't mind climbing the tree, and maybe he was hiding in between the leaves or branches of the tree, but it happened that when Jesus came to where he was, he stopped. And he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." And the Bible says that Zacchaeus hurried, come down, and received him gladly in front of everybody. He didn't mind nothing. When the people saw that, they started to criticize, as they normally do, you know. Tax collector, Jesus going into his home to be with him, he doesn't really know what he's doing. He's going to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. Well, maybe they forgot that Jesus came to save the lost, no? Us? And then Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much." This was a clear evidence that he was confessing and repenting of his sins. And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to your home, because you too are a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost." I so much identify with him, with Zacchaeus, that when the evangelist said in his article, that if you confess me in front of the men, I will confess you before the Father in heaven. But that if you are ashamed of me, you do not confess me before men, I will not confess you before the Father. And that touched me. Maybe I have been ashamed of confessing Jesus. But then the evangelist went on to say, what does it say in the word? It was quoted in Romans 10 that you most probably know it by heart. This is the word of faith that I am preaching, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus our Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. With your heart, with your mouth. Huh? For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness. But with the mouth, he confesses, resulting into salvation. And I always thought that God will know my heart and that it was enough for me to believe in my heart. But I never realized that I had to confess him with my mouth openly. You know what I mean? And when he made the altar call, literally, let me demonstrate. My heart pulled me forward, was beating desperate to want to go forward. And I went forward because God, for the first time, was speaking a personal word to me. And he was speaking and quickening my spirit that was dead. And that day, I was born again. Of the water, the life, and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. But now that I was born again, I was more than ever thirsting and hungering for more of Jesus. And I started to, read the scriptures from, it was not enough, the Bible, from beginning to end. I believe that one sign that you are born again is that you want to read what the Bible has to say about Jesus. And the first thing you realize is that the Bible truly is the word of God, inspired by God, inerrant, with the authority to save you. And that the Holy Spirit that inspired the Bible is the one that is going to interpret it for you. And nobody else, not even Bible teachers, he is the inspirer and the interpreter for you. But when you are born again, the very thing that happens is that that Holy Spirit comes to indwell within you. So you have the interpreter with you. Hallelujah. Don't you realize that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? Amen. That he decided to come to dwell within you and me? That's awesome. It's glorious. God himself, listen, I believe that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as expressed in John 14, they come to dwell within you, never to leave you, never to forsake you. It's kind of sealing you and saying eternity is within you. Yes. You're going to be with me for eternity, forever and ever and ever. I was so hungry and so thirsty for more that I heard about what they call the baptism with the Holy Spirit. And I said, I want it. And I said, kind of in a humble way, if this is from you, I want it all. Isn't that what you have in your heart today? Say with me, I want it all. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill me, spirit, soul, and body, till my cup overflows and is running over, till I am saturated and surrender all to you as you did for me. Wow. The time came for that opportunity. Man of God, Dr. William Stanley Shree, came to share about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And as I told you, he shared how John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit, even from within the womb of Elizabeth. Elizabeth was barren. She could not have babies. She was old. But the prophetic word came through the archangel. And remember, the prophetic word, it is like the written word. If it is in agreement with the written word, it will always be fulfilled. And Zacharias, the priest at that time, received the visitation of the archangel, Gabriel, but he had a doubt. You know, we normally have that kind of situation. He did not really believe the word. He said, I'm too old. She's barren. This is impossible, you know. All things are possible for our God, okay? And then the angel answered and said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God. And I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you shall be silent and unable to speak until the day when these things take place, because you did not believe my word, which will be fulfilled in its perfect time. I like that expression. God has a perfect time. Not later, not before, a perfect time for everything. And that is his word too, you know. So the time came when the work was fulfilled and Elizabeth conceived. Now we have the expectancy that that baby, John will be his name, you know, will be filled with the Holy Spirit. How can that be? And that's what really spoke with me. And this doctor explained it so well that again, for the second time, I knew that God was speaking to me in a personal way through that doctor. And he shared beyond Elizabeth and Zacharias, how was it that it happened that John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit from the within the womb, you know? And I was, oh my, enjoying, feeling the, how do you say, fire. You know, that when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, you would kind of say something like this, were not my heart burning when he was speaking to me on the way and he was opening the scriptures to me? If you want to know when the Lord is speaking to you, have your spiritual man sensitive to feel a burning in your spirit, your heart, you know. That will let you know that it is truly God, okay? Now, Dr. Shree continue, by the way, he became my mentor. I will never forget him. It's kind of difficult to forget those that the Lord used to get you saved or get you filled with the Holy Spirit. I call that an eternal moment, a moment that's been written from eternity, and you have entered into eternity through that ministry of that person, your pastor. In this case, a doctor, but a doctor that was filled with the Holy Spirit, overflowing. And he explained it. And that's finally what I would like to share with you. Listen to this. He shared about the birth of Jesus. You know that Jesus is the one that baptizes with the Holy Spirit? He's the one that executes the promises of the Father. He has to be there, okay? And he says, the same archangel Gabriel was sent to a virgin in Nazareth, right? And he said to her, Mary, greetings, favored one. The Lord is pleased with you. But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, do not be afraid. Well, imagine if you see that suddenly, not just an angel, but an archangel, come to your presence in a shining, bright spark of light and speaking to you. I think it will be kind of a tough experience. I haven't seen angels, but I have sensed their presence. And that is enough for you to have a holy fear. And she did. You have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus, the Savior. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father. And he will reign upon the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom will have no end. Now Mary, in a similar way to Zacharias the priest, said to the archangel, how can this be, since I am a virgin? Virgins don't have babies. Truly. The angel answered and said to her, now, this is the explanation. The Holy Spirit will come. I need my hands. Will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. I can imagine like an embrace, you know, of love and power. And for that reason, the Holy Child that you will conceive in your womb shall be called the Son of God, really the Messiah, the anointed one, the expected one, the promised one. And then the archangel gave, I believe, a word of faith to Mary. Listen to this. And behold, even your relative, your cousin, Elizabeth, has also conceived a son in her old age. See, things are not that impossible. And then he adds, oh, I like this. Would you repeat it with me? For nothing will be impossible with God. For nothing will be impossible with God. The literal translation of this text in the Greek says something like that. For there is no written word void of the power of God. Wow, that means that every word in that book is backed up by the power of God. I mean, every word. Amen. That means that just one word will be enough for you to get saved, to get filled with the Holy Spirit, to get healed, because it's backed up by the love and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Okay? And Mary said, now, this is the reaction of faith and a humble heart. And Mary said, behold the bondservant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Can you say that too? Behold, here I am, the servant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. And the Bible says, and the angel departed for her. This that I'm going to share now, it is not written in the word. So, do not quote me, okay? It's kind of confidential. I believe that in that very moment that the archangel disappeared and Mary was by herself, the power of the Almighty, the Holy Spirit, came and embraced her and overshadowed her, and she conceived from God. That is what is called the virgin birth, the incarnation, the eternal God, the Son, co-eternal with the Father, who was always God, came to take a body as a baby, to be able to represent us as a human race and be able to give his life for us. Emmanuel, God with us. Now, there comes the best part. How was it that John was filled with the Holy Spirit from within the womb? That this is impossible to know. Because filled with the Holy Spirit within the womb, birth from a virgin, nothing is impossible for our God. Okay? Now this time Mary arose and went in a hurry to the hill country, to the city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. Now realize that Mary was already carrying the baby Jesus conceived within her womb, and that Jesus is the one that baptizes with the Holy Spirit. Amen. The moment she greeted Elizabeth, and Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped within her womb. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. Fulfilled the prophecy. Leaped because of joy. Filled with the Holy Spirit. But listen to this. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And Mary was filled with the Holy Spirit. And Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit. Would you like to be filled with the Holy Spirit? I was listening to this, that in marble, an awesome hunger, desire. I have been praying these three things. I think I have enough energy to stand now. Let me see if it is true. Crack, crack. Hallelujah. When you preach, you forget about the weakness. When you are weak, he is strong. When you don't think yourself as being so smart, then he takes over. And a miracle is on his way. Okay. If I have any doubt, if I needed any push, like in my conversion, remember my heart, It was really pulling. Then a doctor that was ministering together with the group in front stood up, Dr. Saul Monge. I remember him. I cannot forget him. And he says, there is a man here that is praying, 1, 2, 3, to be delivered from alcohol, to be delivered from smoking, and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If you are that man, come forward. Ha! Somebody pull me. Maybe two angels escort me. And I came forward. I think the first one. And they said, just raise your hands to heaven and give thanks to the Lord. You and me, things are full. Right here. Raise your hands to heaven. And he said, just give thanks. And I open my mouth. Praise the body, Sandema, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. I was slain in the Spirit. And I stayed shaking, crying. I was like. But something very special happened. It's okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm crying. I don't see nothing when I cry. So, hey, you're looking good. Now, prepare. Nothing is impossible for God. He wants it. If you want Him and you want the Holy Spirit and a miracle in your life, this is the time. When I was on the floor, if I have any doubts, something extraordinary happened. And this was my first encounter with the Shekinah glory cloud. Suddenly, a sparkling, semi-transparent cloud started to come down and came over me and within me, deep within me, all the way to the marrow of my bones, and saturate me and fill me. I could only but continue to worship and speak in other tongues. Raise your hands and praise Him with an old language, but as a symbol and token that you are surrendering all your spirit, your soul, and your body to the master control of the Holy Spirit. You're going to surrender all spirit, soul, and body. And as a token of that, you're going to surrender the most untamable organ in your being, your tongue. And then other tongues and unknown language will come through you. Join with me, Joe. Here, stand. Stand. And start with me. As we do when we have a devotional and we are reading Romans 8, verses 26 and 27, it says, and when we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit Himself within us comes to help us to intercede in perfect agreement and accordance with the perfect will of God. And we start together, Joe. Praise ya que mande. But start with me. Gloria sa, yo surrender your lips. Let the Holy Spirit put an unknown language, but it's, that is given and understood by God. And it is the perfect prayer. And it is the token and the door and the entrance to the supernatural charismatic gifts and power of the Holy Spirit. It takes your surrender. Because Jesus, the one that baptizes with the Holy Spirit, yes, dwells within you. Yes. And He wants you to do it. Just, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses. The secret of spiritual power is to witness. And the first moment you witness, by surrendering your tongue, the Holy Spirit will take control of your life and your ministry. Today we give you thanks, Lord, and we pray together. Pastor, please come. Would you make a prayer as you feel led by the Holy Spirit?
Yes. In Luke, it speaks where the Father says, if you want more of the Holy Spirit, you are to ask. And we know that when we get saved, that the Holy Spirit comes to live within us. But there is more. There is the fire and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, I ask right now that you would create that hunger in every one of us for more, that we would ask for more, that we would allow all things to be possible by the fire of the living God. God, set your blaze within each and every one of us, that we would know that it is by the hunger within us that you would move upon our hearts, that the Holy Spirit's fire would flow upon us in this moment as we're asking. God, we ask. We come in agreement with your word. We come in agreement with your word, God. Now baptize us, God. Move upon us right now as we say yes, Lord. As we say yes and we allow you to move through us. God, I ask that you would stir our faith in this moment to know that all things are possible, that you have a desire to take us to places, God, in your presence and with your holy fire. So holy fire, come. Holy fire, follow within us. I just want you to open your hands and just pray. Lord, come. If you've been hungry for more, God loves you. Holy Spirit, draw us now in this moment. I want all the intercessors and the pastors praying right now in agreement for more. Yes, God. If you feel led to just go and pray over someone, just allow it to happen right now. Pray over each other, Lord, more. More of your fire, Jesus. We want more. We want more, Lord. Holy fire, fall. Baptize us anew and afresh in the fire, God. Increase. Increase. Let the fire within and the fire that's around us right now just increase in Jesus' name. More, Lord, more of your spirit, more of your fire, more of your presence. God, apprehend us tonight. Cause our hearts to beat, cause them to flutter, God, because we want more of you. Overwhelm us tonight of how fascinated you are with us and how much you love us. That your affection is here in this moment. Baptize our hearts with your fire. Baptize our hearts with your fire, God. Signs and wonders, God. Baptize our hearts, God. We want more. The Father said, ask for more. We want more. More of you. More of you. Whoever you're with right now, just lay your hand on them and just pray for more of the fire of God to come. To be fully immersed, fully baptized in the fire of God, the Holy Spirit. More. Just pray for each other. Just pray for each other. You're the body of Christ. There's always more in Christ. He's here to unify, not divide. Yes, God. More of you. of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes. I want to really encourage you to step out. Just have faith and just pray. More of the Lord. More of the fire of God. You're on a journey with the Lord. It never ceases. You've all said yes to Him. That's why you're here tonight. I just pray, God, that that yes would increase with the love that you have for us, the desire that you have for us, that our yes would increase according to your word. Everything that flows from you, we ask for increase tonight. We ask for increase. God, help us. Help us to get in touch with our heart in this moment and your affections for us. More, Lord. Yes, God. More, Lord. Yes. I just really sense right now just that the Lord is here in a special way. So just want to tarry for a moment and just encourage you to keep opening your heart and your hands to Him. Know how He loves you. Thank you for the journey, God, but thank you also for the days, these new seasons that you're opening up to your beautiful, beautiful sons and daughters, the bride of Christ. Saturate us tonight, God. Holy fire, have your way with us. Holy fire of God, have your way. As you're just praying, I just want to encourage you. The most awesome thing we can do is to sit before the Lord with open hands and just ask for more of His presence and more of Him. Not being distracted. God, I ask that this is the beginning of more in every life that's in this room. I believe it. I believe it in the name of Jesus. That deeper and deeper are you going to give us more of the revelation and the understanding of your word, the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the fullness of the knowledge of God through the power of the Holy Spirit being released in us, our interpreter, as Pastor said, more and more. I ask that you would draw us away into that place of just being before you. The beauty of who you are. You don't want to divide us. You want to unite us in you and in the love of Jesus. And so, God, we say yes to all that you have for us. God, I know that corporate unity across this region is going to happen. I know that your presence is going to visit all the churches in this region. You have set this Michiana area aside for a movement of your spirit and your holy fire. So God, I just say yes to it and come in agreement with it. And for the future and destiny of every man and woman in this room tonight, thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence. Jesus. Holy Spirit, I thank you for all that you do in our midst and all that you desire to do within us. Holy fire of God, I just ask for you to fall upon all of us and move upon us, that our hunger would increase, our desire to know you more, Jesus. I thank you for everyone that's here. I thank you for Pastor. And I thank you, Lord, for the diversity that you have in the body of Christ. Now bless everyone, Lord, and may the hunger keep increasing from this moment forward until every one of us in this room are consumed, consumed by you, by your love and your fire. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Amen and amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. We're going to thank you. There's some marking going on in here tonight. God's marking some things and destinies in here tonight. Yeah. You know, before you guys leave, I just want to say this. Simple. Just going to church Christianity is really rough on us. But a fiery, intimate relationship with Jesus is what makes all things possible. And that's what he has available for every one of us. There's young lions and lionesses in here that are called to be who God's called them to be. God's raising up a generation of people knowing the word of the Lord. And so I just pray blessing on you, and may the hunger increase, and may your desire to know him more. And one thing I'll encourage you with also, always speak life to the body of Christ, no matter what diversities are there or how diverse we are. God wants us to always speak life to one another. Pastor doesn't know it, but I got led to Jesus by a charismatic Catholic priest that led me to the Lord. And the first time I heard any fire or tongues or anything were nuns around me singing. And I got so messed up. I remember walking through a city, and everybody I saw, I was in love with. I was like gushing, you know, just blah, you know. And I, hey, brothers. And I remember, because that was God freely having his way with me. And so that's what God wants to do with all of us. It takes a lot of courage to walk out the things of Jesus. A dear friend of mine said, any dead fish can float downstream, but it takes a live one to go upstream. I guess you can figure it out on your way home. God bless you. Go in peace.